Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we are here with Robin Singer, author of the novel The Sunrisers. Robin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Are you feeling excited about the release of The Sunrisers coming out this upcoming Tuesday?
I am beyond excited for the release of The Sunrisers, and I cannot wait for it to get into people's hands.
That's wonderful. How long ago did you start writing, or how long did you finish writing The Sunrisers?
I wrote the entirety of The Sunrisers in November of 2020 for NaNoWriMo.
Oh, wow. So over the course of the month, you wrote the initial version, or has it been the same? Okay.
And there have been some changes, but the core story has mostly been kept intact.
Okay. And so you first wrote it in 2020, and then it's gone through the process since then with some evolutions. What was that process like for you of writing The Sunrisers?
With just speaking about that initial draft, it was a very fast-paced experience. Very enjoyable, too, though. I knew almost exactly what I wanted to do with it from the start, and I just let my brain go on autopilot.
Okay. So would you say that was a fairly comfortable experience for you, even though it was a bit fast, or how was it for you?
It was a mostly painless process, save for the now humorous to talk about part where my file got corrupted and I lost 10,000 words. So to stay on schedule for NaNoWriMo, I had to rewrite all of that from memory in a day.
Wow, that sounds like quite the challenge.
Yeah, ever since I've only ever used Google Docs to write, I no longer use word processors.
That makes sense. The cloud makes things a lot safer.
Yeah.
And so you wrote The Sunrisers, and you've gone through the process of finding a publisher with us. How did you discover Cinnabar Moth Publishing?
I'd actually mostly given up on querying The Sunrisers. I've been sending out queries to agents for a while, but no one was taking the bite. And that was when I was referred to Cinnabar Moth by a good friend of mine. She actually got them to look at the book while they weren't even accepting submissions, and they loved it so much. It was just from the first three chapters, it was picked up immediately.
Okay, so you'd gone through kind of a long process of querying. It didn't pan out, and then you found us. And what made you ultimately decide to publish with us?
I think most writers would take the chance to get published if it was offered to them. Even further, though, Cinnabar Moth, I feel, truly appreciates my writing, sees my vision, and what I really bring to the table as a writer.
Yeah, we do appreciate your writing, and we have enjoyed it. For the process of actually going through the publication process, what would you say has been the most surprising thing about publishing with us?
I honestly can't say there have been any surprises. From the start up until now, it's been a very nice, straightforward experience.
Yeah, so you found it fairly transparent and you feel comfortable with the entire process.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful to hear. When it comes to publishing in general, would you say there's been any surprises with the publishing process as a whole, or did you have a fairly good idea of what would happen going into it?
I definitely did not know all the intricacies involved of what goes into even just a small press publishing, and so that's been really interesting to say.
Yeah. So now you've gone through the entire process with publishing. It's around the corner now. How do you plan on celebrating the release of The Sunrisers?
I am going to go to my favorite sushi place and eat whatever I want before coming home and talking to my amazing girlfriend all night long.
That sounds like a wonderful evening. Would you say that your family is excited about the release of The Sunrisers?
I just mentioned her, but my girlfriend is, and frankly, that's all that matters to me. She is my everything.
I think it's great that you have the support of your girlfriend through this process. And so with The Sunrisers, it's not only being published for people to purchase, but it's also going to be available in libraries. How does it feel to know that your book will be listed in the U.S. Library of Congress?
It's pretty incredible and honestly hard to conceptualize. It really is a huge accomplishment. A lot of people look down on small presses, but just getting here is a huge deal for me.
Do you have any personal experiences with libraries that make it particularly close to your heart?
Yeah, I've been going to libraries my entire life, spent a lot of time in them, especially recently. I don't know. It just feels good that other people like me will be able to find my book, find my story, and hopefully take from it what I'm hoping they do. They will.
That does sound very nice to have a similar bonding experience with your book that you've had with books during your time growing up and during your time visiting libraries. You now, with it being about to be published, what do you hope happens next after the publication of The Sunrisers?
I'm just hoping it sells well and that everyone who reads it gets something emotionally out of it. I think that's what every writer wants from their work. Obviously, there are those who dream big, but at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Okay, so you don't have any particular set goal in your mind other than people connecting with your book and having that experience.
Yes, for me, stories are all about reaching and connecting with the reader and changing something about them, inspiring them, making them feel. That's what it's all about.
I do agree. Books, no matter, at the end of the day, we're always trying to evoke something from our readers, even if it's just a positive feeling or it's something enlightening. It's all about that little bit of spark in their day. So for you, do you want writing to be your career, or is this something that you'd prefer to do on the side?
At this point, no. I love writing. It's my passion. But at this time, I see it as more of a side thing. My primary focus right now is on starting my company, Lloyd Samuel, the first luxury fashion brand made specifically for trans women.
Oh, wow. So you have an entire project that you're very passionate about, and then writing is another passion. That's something that, if it ends up being successful, is nice, but not your main focus.
Exactly.
Okay. So if The Sunrisers were to become a bestseller and to have this great success, do you think you'd be changing your opinions or anything that you'd be doing, or do you stay mostly the same?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, first off, I'd consider my last answer. For real, though, I'd be taking my girlfriend to Galaxy's Edge to celebrate, because that would make her happy, which would make me happy, because that would be the hugest news in the world, and we'd need to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we imagine now that it has the success, you've done the celebration afterwards, and then it continues along this path of more and more people are connecting with the book and buying it, and eventually were to become a movie or TV series. Do you have an imagination of anyone you want to cast for the characters in the book?
I don't have anyone specific in mind, but I'd make sure all of the main cast were accurately represented. That means autistic actresses for the two leads and an Arabic actor and Black actress for the main supporting characters, respectively.
Okay, so you just want it to be accurately represented, but past that, you don't really have any particular people in mind.
Right. The representation is the most important, one of the most important things in storytelling to me, and I would not let an adaptation of my work that removes that happen.
Yeah, I understand that completely. It's very important that we have the characters be represented properly. For The Sunrisers, do you imagine if you had a choice between movie or TV show, which one you would prefer it to become?
I absolutely think a movie would be the way to go. Screenwriting is actually what my degree is in, so I wouldn't mind writing it myself.
Oh, wow. So you have quite a bit of history with the art form, then.
Yes, I went to school for playwriting and screenwriting with a minor in film.
Oh, wow. So that's right up your alley, then.
Yeah.
So now, if you're writing it yourself, how much, I imagine then you'd prefer to have as much creative control as you could with the process, or what would be your kind of lane that you'd be looking to have with the production process for the movie of The Sunrisers?
I would want a decent amount of creative control, but I'd also allow people who know more than me about the industry to take the lead. I freely admit I went to school for it. I am not a great director. I am much better behind. I am much better on the page than I am on set. And so I definitely need a solid partner to work with at the very least.
Okay, so you'd want to make sure that everything follows your vision, but for the actual execution and management, you'd prefer to leave it to somebody who has more expertise.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. People have very much experience with these types of things, and I know when I imagine it that I don't understand what goes on with screenwriting, and if I imagined a book going to process, I'd be like, okay, I need to leave this to you. I trust you. For having a partner with this process, do you think you'd be particularly choosy about who you'd want to be the director?
I would very much like, I understand it might not be feasible, I would want an autistic director. I feel like they're the only one who'd be able to truly capture the nuances of my two leads.
You want someone with lived experience to be able to make sure that it's representative and not generalizing or misrepresenting anything in ways that people might miss.
Exactly, because to give a little more detail without spoilers, the two leads of The Sunrisers are both autistic women, and I designed them as such to be the kinds of heroes autistic little girls like myself, when I was little, would be able to look up to and be inspired by.
Okay, so you wrote this as a story that you could, for example, someone like you as a kid would be able to read and experience and have a set of heroes that closely represents who they were.
Or exactly. Who they are. And I was inspired for this because if you point to me any canonically autistic heroes in sci-fi, I'd love to see them.
Yeah, I do think it's very uncommon. And even when it does happen, it's not necessarily accurate representation.
Exactly.
And so let's imagine now that it's gone through this entire creative process, the productions happen and everything, and now The Sunrisers, the movie, is going to actually premiere. Would you want to go to the premiere? And if you did, I imagine you'd take your girlfriend with you?
Yes, I would absolutely attend the premiere, and accompanying me would be the greatest woman on earth, who, yes, I've already mentioned a few times, the amazing and beautiful Maggie Adams. I cannot serenade her enough. I know I'm gushing.
No, I think it's wonderful to have somebody that you love and that you connect with and bond with very closely, and having someone who's been there for you and supported you through your writing process and through your life is wonderful. So now let's imagine with all the success and, you know, with The Sunrisers becoming a movie or a TV show, that will naturally come with at least a decent amount of fame. When you think about fame, would you like to be as famous and well-known as, for example, Stephen King, where you lost your anonymity?
Stephen King is worth approximately $500 million. Frankly, anyone who wouldn't take that money in exchange for their anonymity is a fool.
So your answer is a resounding yes, you'd take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, for fame on a lower level, for example, would you feel more comfortable with keeping your anonymity if you could? Or is it something where after a certain point, you don't care?
No, I want to connect with my audience. I want to be a public figure for them.
Okay, so you'd actually prefer, if possible, to be as well-known and as visible as possible.
Yes.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You want to be able to represent and be able to connect with your audience, especially with things like The Sunrisers, where you're representing a group of people that, in your writing, that is honestly criminally underrated
Separating myself from my characters, I am an autistic trans woman, and if you can find me off or on the page many people like that,
that's very
yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
I do think that is very important, is having public figures who represent all walks of life and all types of people. And yeah, I totally understand and appreciate the desire to be a public figure and to be able to reach out to other people like you and to give them a positive image to look at.
Exactly.
So when you were writing The Sunrisers, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that process with NaNoWriMo and everything. You mentioned that you had a strong image of what you wanted to do at the very beginning of the writing process. Would you say that you took a lot from your own lived experiences with writing it?
What do you mean?
I misspoke a little bit here.
Sorry. You're asking if I put a lot of things that I've been through personally into the story.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. A lot. The way I described the main character, Yael Pavnek, she has a lot of myself, and she's been through a lot of the kind of things I've been through. But she is also much smarter and much more wild than I will ever be.
Okay, so there is some things from your own lived experiences that you've taken from, but the character is still, of course, themselves.
It's mostly little stuff I put in, like she stims, she can't keep her train of thought very well. It's little stuff like that I put in.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense with, writing. You write the characters as themselves, and there may be some things you take from our lives, but the characters are still their own entities. So, Robin, I'd like to thank you for talking with me today and being on the Writer's Triangle. And thank you to all our beautiful moths for listening. Be sure to buy The Sunrisers coming out this upcoming Tuesday. Robin, can you tell us where to find you on social media?
You can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at Robin L. Singer. That's R-O-B-Y-N L-S-I-N-G-E-R.
And for everybody listening, be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com, where you can find the transcripts, and we'll also have the links to all of Robin's social media pages. Robin, thank you for talking with me today.
This was very nice.
Take care and bye-bye.
Take care.